God wanted to give Jesus a name that would tell us why God had sent him. Did Mary know what Jesus was going to grow up to do? No, she did not. Did Joseph know what Jesus was going to grow up to do? No, he did not. God was the only one who knew, because he was the one who had sent this special child into the world. And God didn't want to keep it a secret, though. He really wants us to know why he did it too, and that's why he sent the baby with a name. Who knows, I'm sure there's some very clever, highly educated people here, who knows what the name Jesus means? Stick your hand up if you know. Oh, that hand went up pretty quick. What's it mean? Jesus means God saves. God saves. God had sent this baby to save people. Who needs saving? People who are in danger. That's who needs saving. God thinks that we are in danger and we need saving, and he sent Jesus to save us. What does God think we need saving from? Bears? Sharks? Cholesterol? Even with all the terrible things that have gone on in the last week, I don't feel like somebody who's in danger. What's this danger that God sees? What does God think I need saving from, we need saving from? Well, we don't have to kind of scratch our heads and work it out. See, these people at the back already know. I'm going to say, you tell me if I've got it right, okay? Because we don't have to guess. The angel tells Joseph what the danger is that God sees. He says, you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their... Oh, see, I told you. God sees that we are in danger because of our sins. Our sins show that we want to live in God's world without listening to God. Our sins show that our hearts, our souls have got this spiritual problem that means we want to enjoy all the good things that God has blessed us with, but we don't want to accept God as the King. Our sins show that in our souls we have this spiritual pollution that means we don't want God to be God over us, that we think we don't need the God who made us. We often act like we don't need the God who's responsible for every good thing that we enjoy in this world. Our sin makes us rebels against God. Enemies of God is how the Bible puts it. Do you know that Christmas carol, O Holy Night? It's one of my favourites. It's a great carol. I will absolutely not sing it for you because it's got this really high bit that quite hurts. But it's a great carol. It's one of my favourite. And there's a line in it that goes like this. Long lay the world in sin and error pining. As God looks down from heaven, that's what he sees. He sees people living in his world, enjoying his good creation, but acting like he's not there, acting like he's not good. He sees a world sunk in sin and error. Makes me go, fancy ignoring somebody as good and as powerful as God. Fancy living in God's world and enjoying all the good things that are there in God's world, but not taking seriously the God who gave it all to us, the God who gave us our very lives. Fancy doing that. If I was God, do you know what I'd do? If I was God, do you know what I'd do to people who treated me like that? I'd zap us all into toast, and it would be no less than we deserved. But I'm not God, and the real God, he is a lot more generous and gracious than I am. Because instead of zapping us all to toast, do you know what he did? He came among us as one of us. Did you see the title the angel said would be given to Jesus? He will be called... Yeah, later on, there's a bit near the end. See if you can find it for me. There's got all these smart kids here. What's the title? It starts with an E. It goes, M. I see a glow stick waving at the back there. Do you know what it is? Emmanuel, well done. Here's another question for another person, smart person with a glow stick. What does Emmanuel mean? It's there, yeah? God with us. Do you see what it's saying? God came among us in that little tiny person in the manger. And he remained among us. When that tiny little person didn't stay tiny, he grew up into a man. And he remained among us as that man taught us the most amazing things about God, the most amazing things about ourselves. And he remained among us as that man, still quite a young man, went to the cross. And in that moment that seems so terrible and tragic, that moment that is so not Christmassy, God in Jesus took on himself what we deserve for being the people who long lay in sin and error, as the carol says. In that moment, he wiped the slate clean. He gave us a chance to have a fresh start with God. In that moment, Jesus is what his name says. He is the Saviour. In that moment, God saves us from our sins. You might know there's another carol, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. You hear that one at the shops? Cherrybrook, they play it on rotation. It's opening, and again, I'm not going to sing it, don't worry, but its opening verse goes like this. God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Saviour who was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. O tidings of comfort and joy. Why is Christmas a time of comfort and joy? Because it celebrates the birth of the one who saves us even though we had gone astray. What are we supposed to do about that? How are we supposed to respond to this Saviour who God has sent? Well, tonight we do all of this. We put the lights on the thing, we have the glow sticks and we sing the carols. We'll do it all again tomorrow. There'll be food, endless food, and there'll be present swapping. But what about the next day? What about the day after that and the day after that? How are we supposed to respond each and every day to the Saviour that God has given us? How do we receive, how do we treasure the gift of salvation that's the real and the ultimate Christmas present? Well, again, I want to finish with this. The Bible's answer is very clear. We draw near the Saviour by trusting him, by faith. We ask him to be our Saviour. We ask him to walk with us every day. We commit ourselves to walk with him. And it's there in the last line of another one of my favourite carols. Do you know our little town of Bethlehem? Everybody knows that one. It ends like this. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. The right response to Christmas, whether a little person or a big person, the right response is not just to sing those words, but to live them. To daily walk with Emmanuel, the Saviour that God has sent us, to walk with him in humble trust and obedience and to know the blessing of that each and every day. I'm going to pray now that we will know that blessing, and I'm going to ask you to pray with me. Let's pray, guys. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending us this Saviour, the Saviour we really needed, the Saviour who is so good, the Saviour who is Emmanuel, God with us. Father, we pray that we will treasure this gift you've given us in Jesus. We pray that we will trust with him. We pray that we will walk with him every day, and we pray that we will know the blessing of it. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.